back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the top of the hour, and man, here we go. It's been a great show. Kevin Thompson came in, laid it out, man. This is a crazy day with the Zeke Rewards going out of business. Vice Alice getting spun off by Blythe Capital, doing a $175 million raise. A lot of comment and controversy around that. I want to speak to that a little bit in a little while, too. And then we've got Garrett McGrath coming in any minute also. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So here we go. Troy Dooley, you with me, buddy?
I am with you, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm a whole lot better than you are.
Dude, I am in the middle of, well, I can't tell you where I'm at. I got a foxhole, and I got Rod Cook's M16. I'm in the fox, man. I'm ready.
Yeah, and you know, it's been hard on you, but it's also been enlightening on you, because you can really tell who your friends are, and you can really tell where all this stuff. I mean, there's so much anger and so much worry and so much fear generated out there. They have nobody to really aim it at, and they're aiming it at you, which is one of the most preponderous things I've ever heard in my life. But you were pretty much the voice of the MLM help desk, and you did believe in your core that this Zeke had legs, right?
I did. And two things that we need to look at, Tom. One, there is not another network marketing company in existence right now, even Visalis, you just talked to them, that did as much volume in the last 12 months as Zeke Rewards, $600 million. It was the story. It's still the story. With 1 million people, I tell you what, I've got former Supreme Court judges, some of the greatest network marketing leaders, CEOs of companies that joined Zeke. I would have been a real... I don't even know what I can say here. It would have been a real disservice if we had not continued to cover this inside and out, talking to the attorneys, talking to the consultants, looking at all the facts, knowing where the risks were, sharing that with people. If I'd have not spoken up at all, here's what would have happened. Friday, when the SEC shut them down, I would have still been the blunt of everything, because people would have been saying, why didn't you talk about this? Why didn't you share with us what could have happened? Why were you so silent? Why were you more worried about Visalis and going public than you were about this? I can't win for losing in this one.
And the name of the game, and anybody's welcome to call in. The producers will tell us if we've got a caller. But at the end of the day, you gotta understand something. People are calling me out like crazy, going, how come you didn't tell us about Zeke Rewards? It's not my job. Here's what the deal is. There's network marketing companies out there. There's a zillion of them. I can't stand up and say this one's good or this one's bad any more than Troy Dooley can. I mean, it is not our place to be judge and jury. You like your company? I don't. I like my company. I don't like yours. You don't like my company, you like yours. Do I always think of, I mean, this is crazy. Who on earth would stand up? And it's just, it's nuts. And the only thing that anybody ever wanted to know was you getting compensated in some way other than travel by Zeke. And I have said over and over again that you publicly stated that you were not a Zeke distributor and that you had not been paid consulting by him. And I hope you got paid a little bit of money. And there's no, even if you were getting paid $20,000 a month and you didn't tell people, there's no law against that. It might have a little bit of an ethical spin to it, but the whole thing boils down, Troy, to what the heck did they want you to do?
Well, here's the crazy thing. You know, by FTC standards, I've been paid by Zeke Rewards, because we did take money on travel. You know, we had food. We had people taking care of us. I was in the middle of finishing up a third-party deal that had we put the shopping mall in place, I would have been indirectly compensated as a finder's fee from the company that did that, and we would have disclosed it at the time. But that never took place. And here's the thing that cracks me up, Tom. I never had a position in the comp plan. I didn't create the freaking comp plan and take a position at the top of it, but nobody talks about that. You know, nobody wants to bring up the consultants in this thing that were paid several thousands of dollars, plus they had a position inside the compensation plan. Guys that promote themselves as comp plan experts, and nobody's called them out. I get called out because we covered the story.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I was at a dinner, and I've said this a zillion times to people offline because I had no right saying it online, and a lot of the network marketing experts were talking about how much money they were making in their downlines in Zeke Rewards, and I was at this dinner, and that dinner was the catalyst for me never joining Zeke. Because the feel that I got of the vibe of the dinner had me say, this thing has no legs. And thank God that I followed my intuition. But at the same time, I was standing there going, how in the world did everybody else get all this money and they didn't even call me? And, you know, it's kind of the same thing with you. And, you know, people are shooting at you because you're visible. And they can't shoot at the ones that are hiding. And I put in messages to some people. The only one that even responded to me was Greg Caldwell, who I happen to think is a pretty straight shooting guy. And he said, Tom, I can't come on yet, but I will come on at a later date and really clarify some stuff here. But I have a feeling that guy got as bamboozled as anybody, don't you?
He did. I have worked very closely with Greg from the very first moment I met him. He is an investigator for Kevin Grimes. He's a troubleshooter inside the industry. He's about as quiet as they come. I mean, this guy only plays by the book. And he should have been in as the COO of this company months ago because he had the qualifications. By the time they called him in, and this just came out in what we learned this week, Greg got called in as the COO when the North Carolina AG hit him with the CID, because that was on July 6th. It wasn't made public till this week. So Greg came in there to get the thing cleaned up, find out what it is they wanted to do, look at what the AG said. And I was just on the phone with him last weekend, and he said, Troy, I'm pretty sure everything's going to be fine with the AG when this is over. We're going to be implementing all the changes. That included getting the real money in there from retail customers, from the shopping mall. Tom, it would basically... Zeke Rewards would have changed the way it looked. It would end up looking a lot like Dooblie, you know, where it's just a shopping mall with some auctions on the backside. They wouldn't have been leading with the auctions, per se. And all of a sudden, come Tuesday, they announced no red carpet day. And Greg and I had just planned on having dinner. I mean, every time we go up there, we get together and we talk about our military days. We talk about our days as bounty hunters and bail bondsmen, and we share fishing stories of a different kind. And all of a sudden, there's no red carpet day. Then all of a sudden, we got the SEC. And rumors are going so rampant. It's like I read a rumor where they said the FBI locked the doors. It wasn't the FBI. It was Greg Caldwell. He had his shirt on that said the Florida Association of Private Investigators and had a big badge on it like they all do. I mean, you know, this is sad. This is sad for the affiliates, and here's why it's sad. Just everybody hold their emotions for a second. Because a deal was cut behind the scenes. Greg Caldwell didn't know about it in advance. I didn't know about it in advance. All of the staff last week was in Nashville finishing up for the convention in November. They didn't know about it. A deal was cut. And now there's no trial. Now, some people are saying, well, there'll still be a criminal deal because he didn't cut a deal for his criminal side. The SEC can't do criminal deals. But Paul Burks hired criminal attorneys. So the odds are they're probably already cutting a deal from the criminal side of it, if there's criminal. And this may never go to trial. We may never know for sure everything that was there. Because if you take away, Tom, the main issue in the complaint, which is this retail profit pool, which if you go to my blog and you read through my comments, I've said from day one is the main issue with this. You rip that out of it, and it's just a regular network marketing company. That was the kicker. And if you look at that and rip that out, this wasn't a Ponzi scheme. You put that in there, and now you can say it's a Ponzi scheme. One little part makes a big difference. But we're never going to know the what if. What if Greg Caldwell could have tweaked that a little bit more? We're never going to know, was there really an agenda behind the person that created the compensation plan, which basically wasn't even Paul Burks. I don't know if you knew this, Tom, but when the compensation plan was launched, I hit them really hard because it went like 25 levels deep. And in January, they brought in a compensation plan expert. He changed it, took a position in the comp plan, and now we all have problems here where people are saying it's a Ponzi. And okay, that scares the fire out of me for other companies.
Let's try this Martin from Texas. We got some guy named Martin from Texas that wants to call in, and Jesse from Wisconsin. Sure. Let's try a couple questions. Martin, how are you, man?
I'm doing just fine.
What do you want to say?
Well, I'm sad. I'm sort of disappointed. I really believed in Zig Rewards. I thought it was the greatest MLM of all time. I still have a little hope that can be resurrected. I don't know, but I still have hope. I was doing great. I had a plan that I wanted to reach before I would start my residual, which I did reach it like 10 days ago, and I had submitted my first residual check, which was supposed to be sent out on the 20th. And, well, now that's history. I started with $1,000, my business, and purchased the $1,000 bid. And when I found out how great the company was and everything that I saw with all the attorneys behind us, supporting us and so forth, I just, this is big. I went to the red carpet event in June. As a matter of fact, I met Troy there, and I did a little video with Troy. And hi, Troy.
Hey, buddy.
I said, this is for real. We met all kinds of people from all over the world. And I said, as I came back, I was all excited. I was 100% confident and a 100% believer before I went there. When I came back, I was 200%. And I told my downline, this is for real.
I'm going to hold you through the break, man. How much money have you invested all day long?
I invested $10,000 myself.
Oh my God!
I helped two of my family members with $1,000 each. They're going to school, and they were really excited because we're going to help them through school.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is the bad thing. This is what just absolutely makes me mad. We're coming back right after this.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've been lacking the Troy Dooley, Kevin Thompson, Brian Carruthers. Now I've got Troy Dooley. We're talking to a guy from Texas that just is breaking my heart here. He put $10,000 into this thing. He's got all his relatives in here for $1,000 apiece. So everybody's just getting nailed in the lunchbox. I've also got Garrett McGrath with us now. He is the president of the ANMP, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. How are you, Garrett?
Tom, I'm doing great. How are you doing, my friend?
It's a good bad day in network marketing. I'm gonna we're talking to Martin. Have you been listening to him a little bit, Garrett?
I have, and let me just say, one of the most important, there's two things. You know what? People are hurting, Tom, and I like what you said at the top of the hour. Kevin Thompson has come from that perspective. So is Troy Dooley. The fact is, no matter how we got here, there are people that are hurting.
Yeah.
And Martin, who is on this phone, you're hurting because obviously there's the loss of finances, but there's also a loss of credibility and the trust and how that impacts people. And Tom, you and I know the pain that you go through physically, financially, emotionally, spiritually, probably some of the lowest times you've ever had. And as Denise said, not because we're thinking of ourselves, but we're thinking of the people that we've enrolled into the company or concept with us and the challenges they're currently going through. So my heart goes out to everybody at Zeke and all the different challenges and Martin, everybody associated with. I mean, that's the first thing that I would say. So, Tom, the second thing I just want to say, I want to know that the time's going to come, like the way we've got CNN heroes, that the next time network marketing makes the top media or news story, it's for positive reasons, where it's MLM heroes, where it's talking about companies and all the good that they do, the amount of finances that are created, people that get to come home and spend time with their kids who have better health, they have better hope, they have better futures. Like Brian Crothers has said, they've not only generated money in network marketing, they've become better people. They've learned how to become good stewards of that finance. There's lots of companies that are doing all of that, and it's going to be great that the next time one of these stories comes up in the news wire is for those reasons, Tom. So anyway, it's great to be on with you here, and my heart goes out to Martin as well.
Thank you. So Martin, back to you. Oh, Martin's gone. All right. So that's Martin, if you're still listening out there, man, I get it. And it makes us sad. And Troy, is there any way these guys, I mean, do you see any way for these people to have any shot at recouping any money here?
Well, from what I've been told, both by what I've read, first of all, in the complaint, but then what I've also found out talking with some other people, the numbers that are inside the SEC's complaint are not what I'm going to say are accurate numbers. And I do not blame the SEC for this. I think the numbers were probably given to them by the criminal attorneys that were hired by Paul Burks. But it looks like we have probably a substantial amount of money that the SEC doesn't quite understand. And once all of that money is totally accounted for, then even though they've paid out $325 million already, and they're saying there's $225 million left, I've got a feeling that the money left will probably be closer to the $400 million or more. I think there was substantially more money brought into this company than people realize, and that there's enough money to pay back the people that are still owed funds. The problem with this, Tom, is I'm a network marketer. I don't study Ponzi.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Ponzi's receivers work. I don't know who gets the right to get money, who doesn't. I know they've got a clawback law to where if you were a promoter of the Ponzi, and again, here's the issue: we may be calling this a Ponzi, and it'll never get its day in court. It's just gonna be a deal that's cut. I don't know how that works yet. I know Don has lawyered up with just one heck of an attorney. So I don't know what she's planning to do, whether she's going to fight this or what. So that'll be interesting to see. But there seems to have been, and I don't know if my number is correct, but now that more and more information is coming out, there seems to have been a substantial numbers of what we would call founders in network marketing that I think, from talking with some of the critics I've met in the Ponzi world, these guys are called the big promoters. And there's a possibility that the feds will go after them on criminal charges, and that anybody else that was not part of that, have never been in another Ponzi, they will get their money back. But anybody that has made a substantial amount of profit out of this thing, they may receive a letter from the SEC stating, hey, we want you to pay us back X amount of dollars. And they maybe like the IRS, they may end up having to cut a deal to where they can pay a certain monthly payment or something.
Yeah, and that's what they did with Madoff. I mean, you know, you take a look at the owners of the New York Mets and people that really made a lot of money, and we don't understand any of that, so that's completely, that's just speculation on our part.
Totally.
So we're going to come back right after this. I know the guy from Wisconsin is still holding, Jesse. We're going to let you come back right on the other side of this break. At least you've gotten to listen to the show. We've got Garrett McGrath. We've got Troy Dooley. We've got a heck of a show for you here today. It's the Tom Chenault Show. The replay will be there. We're going to take calls all the way through this next segment, so don't be afraid about that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Garrett McGrath. It's Troy Dooley. It's the Tom Chenault Show. Jack from Houston, how are you, buddy? Jack, you there?
Hello.
Hi, Jack. How are you, man?
Yeah, you still there?
I am.
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How are you, gentlemen, today?
We're doing great. What's your question?
Well, I've got a couple of questions. And first of all, Troy, you and I have never spoke. I've sent you several email requests, and you responded right away, and I appreciate all that you do, sir.
Thank you.
And anybody that blames you or anybody else, any affiliate or anyone, to me is ridiculous. We all walked into this with our eyes wide open. You should have. Anything can happen to anybody. So believe me, sir, I don't blame you at all. But I do have some questions I'm kind of confused on. If you look at the Security Exchange where they wrote in, they're talking about there were a few things that should have been registered as security offerings. Do you know what they're referring to, Troy?
Well, based on the complaint, the only way to actually call something a Ponzi versus a pyramid is to be selling something or making it available to the public, which in this case it was the bids. And having them think or feel like that's an investment. And based on what we know from the North Carolina AG, when people were calling the AG, they were saying, hey, is it okay for me to invest in Zeke Rewards? And from day one, my big concern with Zeke was that RPP, because the RPP made it look like, and it was promoted as, and it was it was, matter of fact, Tom and I were on a call. He shared a recording with me where the guy actually said, you can make on your investment 1.5% a day. Well, that automatically sent those red flags up. And if you have any type of program, I don't care if it's Zeke Rewards or you're selling a juice, if you cannot explain the program without it sounding like an investment, then as far as the SEC is concerned, it's an investment. And that's what's happened here. They decided to make a move on the bids and to file their complaint and get the emergency order. They are saying this was an unregistered investment. And the only way to disprove that would have been if Paul Burks would have said it is not an unregistered investment, and I can prove it. And for whatever reason, Paul decided not to try to prove anything. Instead, he cut a deal. He paid a measly $4 million. This is where I get really mad. If there's $600 million that have come out of people's hands and the feds settle for $4 million, that's less than 1%. That just doesn't add up to me, and it makes me mad.
And I agree with you, but I would also, as you said from day one and numerous other people, that the way that the affiliates promoted this would get this in trouble.
That is correct.
And so I can see where that came. Even though in all our trainings we told everybody, the tapes told everybody, do not tell people it's an investment. It is not an investment. But where I'm really confused is the math. You know, like you're saying $600 million. My goodness, Troy, they promoted, and when you looked at our site, I think I even sent you an email, the free bids couldn't be used, not supposed to be being used in the real auction items, just on the free ones. If you do the math, at $1,400, I mean, at 1,400 items a day, at averaging closing auction price at $50, that's $5,000 a unit, that's $7 million a day, $210 million a month.
Correct.
We have a million affiliates.
You're in the billions of dollars. I know you are, and that's why I've tried to tell people the SEC's math is not correct, but I do not believe it's the SEC's fault. I think that the attorneys for Paul Burks provided that math, and that's why it's wrong. Because when you do the math, you know, you've paid out $375 million, you get $225 million, that's $600 million. But I know for a fact that the call center was being paid tens of thousands of dollars. I know Kevin Grimes was paid, Keith Lagos was paid, O.H. Brown and Robert Mitchum were paid, Peter Mingles. I mean, all the consultants, all the bills, all the utilities, everything were being paid. So there's more money that's here that doesn't make sense. Plus, you've got the other $11 million that they said Paul skimmed off the top, which... that's another one that's confusing that people got to understand. We don't have all the answers yet. And I can't tell you that Zeke Rewards and Paul Burks is innocent, but I'm not willing to throw them all under the bus yet. I'd like to really know all the facts. I just don't know if we will.
It's a mess. Okay, so we got so many callers backed up.
I just think we all want more facts.
Yeah. Jack, we got to go because I got they are lined up, man. Thank you for calling in. Robert Dickey, who is just an unbelievable competent guy.
Love that, man.
Yeah, he said that there are the clawbacks on Ponzi schemes are completely, that you were 100% right, Troy, and that will happen. If people raked a ton of money here, Tom Peters' case up out in Minnesota, he was the chairman and CEO at Peters Group Worldwide. He ran a $3.5 billion Ponzi, and they're clawing back all those people. So there may be hope here, but everybody, you just got to understand that nobody knows anything yet. Jeff from New York, how are you, man?
I'm phenomenal. Can you hear me?
Yeah, great.
All right, awesome. First of all, I want to extend my condolences out to everybody in Zeke that's going through this right now. Troy Dooley, you know, I've had a pleasure meeting you. And I just want to, we all have problems going on right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to focus on the solution. So I want to ask Troy, you know, because I have friends that stand in Zeke. And they're like, man, what are we going to do? I have friends that, you know, quit their jobs because they don't make enough money with Zeke. So I had to focus on the solution. So I wanted to ask Troy, how does he feel about the whole Viacom situation and how they're offering free positions to everybody in Zeke so that they can get back on their feet while this thing is going on?
I can't divulge everything because obviously there's things that's under non-disclosures agreement. But I can tell you this: Scott Rogers was a friend that worked closely with Greg Caldwell to make sure that the Zeke business could have U.S. banks and that they would have their banks back open. And when this took place and it was made known on Thursday that they were shutting down their doors, Scott over there at Vitel had become very close with some of the affiliates and really did feel that he would like to put his money where his mouth was. And he said, you know what, I will make it to where these Zeke people can have a home. I have a service. They were marketing a service. We will not charge them anything. They can join. We won't put them on auto ship. We'll give them everything for free. We'll do that for 30, 45 days and see if they could get back on their feet. I'm hearing now that there's other network marketing companies that are doing the same thing, saying, look, we want our industry to collaborate. We want to make a home for these people. We don't want to go out there like vultures, but we want to make sure that people know we love everybody. And there's some people that were in Zeke that were never, ever in network marketing before. And my good friend Richard Brook puts it this way. This is a four-year career. You got to bust your butt. You can't get rich overnight. And I would suggest that Longevity, Evolve. I mean, there's some great companies for anybody. If you just reached out, they'd make a home for you. Anybody could get a home.
Yeah, and the name of the game out there is don't take a deal. Don't take something free. Don't sign up for a company just because it's free. Do your due diligence. Look under the skirt. Figure out who you're partnering with and do it right this time. Do not hell with free auto ship or anything like that. Go in there. Find the perfect fit for you. I don't care what company it is, but make sure that you never have to say, I didn't see it coming again. Do everything you can to see that bus because I want you to be on it, not under it. Does that make sense?
That makes dollars. I appreciate you guys' time, and I love what this industry is about. I'm sticking with it, and like I said, you know, the industry is not quitting on us, so I feel like we shouldn't quit on the industry.
Whatever you do, don't quit. Thanks a million for calling in. Troy, we got a little bit of time left. Garrett, Troy, you guys, until we get another caller, I'm trying to get a hold of a minister out in North Carolina that lost.
If you can, I'd like to say something publicly.
Go ahead.
I nailed Randy Schroeder hard. When he did a call and he called Zeke a Ponzi and said they were going to get shut down, and he was trying to protect his organization at Monavi, and although I still think the president of a company should not do what he did publicly, I got to apologize for calling him down like that. You know, I've had some offline conversations with him and he's due a public apology, and your show's as good as any for me to do that. I'm going to be doing a blog post, but Randy loves his people at Monavi, and I do apologize to him publicly.
Well, that Zeke was killing us all. I mean, the whole thing was this feeding frenzy of stupidity, in my opinion. But they sure, and that, don't hear that wrong. I couldn't figure it out. I wasn't smart enough. But, man, it is crazy. So I think I've got this guy from North Carolina. I hope he is on here right now. How are you, sir? Hello, sir. I can't tell if I got him or not. All right. Doggone it. So I've got to talk to my engineer. Do I have a caller? Jesse, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Tom.
How are you, man?
I'm good. Hi, Troy.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, it's definitely a sad day for the Zeke area, but, I originally jumped on and started a petition for it right away, which obviously kind of seems like it's useless now. But in the long run, from what I'm reading, a lot of people, in a good positive note from this, a lot of people are actually banding together almost. From what I'm reading from people posting on the petition is that a lot of people are just kind of coming together as like a huge family almost. And, you know, it sounds crazy, but it kind of, you know, a lot of some good coming from this actually that I see. As far as that.
And that's what we have to look for. You're 100% right. There has got to be a silver lining. And some people lost, but inside of that, Garrett will say the same thing. I'm a lot better man having gone through a company going broke on me. And I'll tell you, I am so appreciative of the owners of this industry that take their distributors seriously, that are in it to win it forever. that it's unbelievable. I am more of a fan of network marketing today, having gone through what I went through, than I've ever been in my life. So you're right, Jesse, and thank you.
I have a real quick question for Troy, if that's possible.
Fine. Yes,
this might be sounding crazy, but there's a rumor going around as far as that they're trying to actually open a main office in Europe to continue because of the laws being different in Europe. Is there any truth behind this possibly?
You know, I just got that email in. I'm looking at it right now, and that will irritate me too. But let me put it this way. If there is anybody that is part of Zeek, whether they're in the field or they were in corporate, and they're trying to circumvent U.S. justice by opening up an office in Europe, then every affiliate better run and run fast, because the long arm of the law won't stop in a deal like this.
That might be known as another warning sign, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Don't drink that Kool-Aid. Okay, Troy, stick around. We got Garrett and the ANMP right after that. We'll be right back.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. It's been an incredible show so far. I've got one last caller. This guy is a pastor in North Carolina that was in Zeke, and I want him to talk to Troy a little bit. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for taking my call.
What the heck happened to you? What are you doing putting $13,000 into a multi-level marketing company?
Who, me?
Yes.
No, not $13,000. I couldn't do that because it'd only take $10,000. I'm a pastor here in North Carolina, just outside of Lexington, and, you know, pastors, I want to thank Troy first of all for answering my emails so promptly and giving great advice on these things, looking at the ins and outs and talking to us about the company. But, I think Zeke and Paul Burks, a lot of these folks have been taking some really critical shots at their lives and, these things, but, you know, I did not have, when I got into Zeke Rewards in June, I did not have, crooked, shady people coming at me, talking to me about this exciting new business that we could get involved in, and I had reputable people coming at me, business people that really knew what they were talking about on how to make money. And, my family, my wife, I had other people in my family, other people, my in-laws, we were excited because we were getting involved with something, that was making money and we were seeing it make money. And I don't think that when Zeke Rewards started back in January 2011, that it was created as a Ponzi scheme or a pyramid or any of those types of things, because it was giving people hope in their finances. It was giving people, a place that where they could go and feel confident about multi-level marketing or network marketing, where they could make money. And I'm just wondering, if it was the growth that was so massive and so many people coming in and so much money being made at one time, that the people, that are around Paul Burks, did they not see that coming? I know it's never happened before, but what is preventing, Zeke Rewards or maybe if it's even called another name, from coming up out of the ashes? And because something that is this exciting and was giving so many people so much hope, how can we just let it die?
Talk about that, Troy.
Well, I think that if the business model was cleaned up, obviously in the complaint, we see that the SEC made it very clear that they are not saying penny auctions are illegal. This was wrapped up real quick into the Zeke Rewards program. So if you were to create a company that's like Team National, like Market America, like Doobly Network, I mean, there's companies out there that are doing things right. They have shopping malls. They have stuff. If it was done right, the average person would still make money. And that would have happened here if, and this is the big if, in April is when I said, you got to change this. You've got to put qualifiers in. You've got to get this up. And they, for all the trouble they had, I think partially, I'm going to use a word that I think would fit. Tom, you're better at business than I am, but I'd say it was incompetent business people. Paul Burks is a visionary. He's an entrepreneur. He is not a businessman. And they didn't have people. Dawn was not a businesswoman. Tom, would you agree or disagree with that one?
Loudly.
Yes. So the wrong people at the head of a company can bring it down. Jim Collins wrote a good book called Good to Great and what it takes for a company to go from good to great. And Zeke might have been a great company. But now, instead of looking at what could have been, I would suggest, and Pastor, you got just a great idea here. You know, it could be that somebody could come up with a business that would be legit, that would pass all of the scrutiny, that would be welcomed into the network marketing community because they were promoting it correctly. And if we had a company like that, Tom and I'd have them on our shows and we'd be praising them because they'd be doing something right. And that's what we need right now.
All right, okay, we've so got to go. I got to get
this one. This one cannot be.
You can't. Yeah, this you can put a fork in it. I think it's done. But Garrett McGrath, you are a saint. Throw it out. You got a minute and a half, Garrett. Tell us what you think of all this as the president of the Association of Network Marketing Professionals.
I just want to say the same thing, Tom. I mean, right now, when you've had two people on the show that have put in $10,000, this gentleman mentioned 10 friends to put in $1,000. It really doesn't matter. There are people out there right now whose dreams and hopes have been very much dashed. You know, there are college funds that were, and use the word inverted commas, invested because they thought it was an investment, I guess. Yet there were mortgage homes, there are friends, and there's stress out there right now amongst these people. There is fear, and what we want to do is be support for them. But I will say this. I know that it's fearful times. We were there, Tom, you and I were there years ago. And I know that it can be fearful times, but I always held this thought process in my mind. You know, what has been sent to harm you, God can turn around for your good if you can hold on, if you can keep the dream, if you can look for support and look for opportunities for something to learn from here.
Garrett, we got to go. Join the ANMP, you guys. I love everybody. Thanks for listening today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.